Thrilled to welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio with us. Better late than never. You're like the only person that has a carte blanche excuse to either not show up or to be late. Did you have a call this morning?
We did, but as soon as we got done with that, I'm headed over here to try to make the appointment.
So. I appreciate that. I saw the red fire vehicle pull up and thought, yay, we're going to have our interview after all. What happened this morning?
Had a medical emergency.
Oh. Y'all have to respond to a variety of things, as we'll hear when
we
do. Talk about
we
the
do.
Calls.
We respond to all sorts of things. So our calls for April, since we're in May, we covered the previous month.
Right.
We had seven brush and grass fires. Those were actually, we talked about those last month because those were actually the ones down on Scenic 98 and also the ones up by the football field and the recreation area.
Right.
That actually, the ones down on Scenic 98 burned about a total of 25 acres, give or take a little bit here or there. But that's what forestry estimated it was down there for that fire.
And that was kind of near the Fish River Grill
that
restaurant.
That was between Fish River Grill and the little subdivision right. Yes, ma'am. Right there at Fish River Grill.
Thank goodness it was just in the woods, right?
That's right.
Any determination of cause?
No. They were unable to figure that one out.
Okay.
So, and then we had one structure fire, and if I remember right, that was a true structure fire. That was a started in a laundry room and did a significant amount of damage to the house, but it was heat and smoke damage. The fire itself was held by the water heater. It melted the lines, and the water heater put the majority of the fire out.
Wow.
Sometimes it works in their favor for something like that to happen.
Okay.
We had 30 motor vehicle accidents and EMS calls. EMS calls are the ones what we respond to are typically unconscious calls or cardiac arrests, anything else that the ambulance might need some help with. And we ran 57 false or miscellaneous calls. Fire alarms, gas leaks, anytime the helicopter is called for a medical emergency, those go in there.
How often is that happening? It seems at least a couple times a month.
If it's a stroke call, the helicopter gets auto-launched as precaution. Most of the time they get canceled, but if it's a true stroke, we land them as close as that we can to the particular address. And then the helicopter will take them to the nearest stroke center. So okay. It's happening quite often. You'll see them around town a lot, but that's in the entire county. That's a protocol for the entire county.
I see. Okay.
So if it's a stroke call, they get auto launched, and if the med unit gets there and determines they're not needed. Then they cancel them.
Okay.
So, our total for April is 95 calls for the month.
And that's right about
our
average.
That's right about our average right now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So.
And what else is going on? Seems like I should pull up your Facebook page. Seems like I saw something about ongoing training, which you all do.
We always have ongoing training. We're in the process of we're hosting another class in July, and we've got that one out there. To see if anybody any other firefighters in the surrounding areas want to come join us for that. We had five firefighters just finish up their certified volunteer firefighter course, and they're going on to their next class. But we're always training on something, making sure we're prepared to handle whatever sorts of calls we have in the area.
Port City Fire Training and Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department present Mobile Bay Firefighter Seminar. That's the one you're talking
about?
That's
the one
July?
I'm talking about in July, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're having a couple of firefighters from, we got one from a district chief from Houston, Texas, and another one from FDNY coming to just speak about different topics.
Very good. Your training center is very adept at hosting all types of events and training, isn't it?
It is. We've got a great training center out at our behind our station two, and our station two has our classroom, and we're set up to do live burns there. We're set up to do pit simulate pit fires, gas, propane fires, things like that. We do extrication classes, all sorts of training out there.
Okay. And I see from a post on April 19th, are you still looking for folks wanting to volunteer?
We're always looking for folks to who are interested in volunteering. And you can, we have something new for us. If we're not at one of the stations, each station has a QR code posted where you can scan it with your phone, and it will direct you to the application, and then we get the process going from there. But if you have any other questions before getting an application, you're more than welcome to call our cell phone, which is 251-233-5181.
233-5181.
And we'd be glad to explain the process. That's also the number. That's the easiest number to reach us if you have any questions in regards to the fire department, burn permits, anything in that regard.
Okay.
Speaking of burn permits real quick, we are now under the 8M burn ban, have been since May 1st, and that will go till October 31st, so folks can start burning again, open burning, leaves and limbs, any sort of green waste things. On November 1st, this is an ADEM thing. It's actually 14 counties in the state that are under this ban, and Baldwin County as a whole is one of them.
Mobile as well.
I don't know. I think Mobile is, but I'm not 100% sure. That's for like big burn piles and things like that. Little fire pits, chimeneas are not covered by that.
Okay.
But, and then obviously agriculture, as long as they get a permit or can still burn.
Okay.
But that's the
air quality, right?
That's an air quality burn ban. It has nothing to do with how much rain we've had. Right.
Okay.
It's strictly air quality. And that's been, I've been here for almost 25 years now, and that's been a thing the entire time.
Pretty much the entire summer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. And finally, as we have newcomers constantly arriving in our area, and some are surprised when they hear the word volunteer in our Fairhope Fire Department. Are you prepared? Do you feel confident we're protected? Tell us about being a volunteer fire department.
We are very prepared. We've got 50 members spread out. We got currently four stations spread out through the city and fire jurisdiction. And the firefighters are assigned to those stations based on where they live. And we're well protected. Like we talked about just a minute ago, we go to all sorts of training. We make sure our firefighters are certified and ready to handle anything.
The city helps fund.
City helps fund, absolutely. So we're funded through through ad valorem tax that all the fire departments in Baldwin County get. The city provides a generous amount each year, and we have a great relationship between the fire department and the city. We couldn't do it without them, and they could
right.
have a great support from them as well. And then we also do fundraisers throughout the year. Our back in February, March, everybody should have gotten a fund drive letter. And that explains who we are. And it just asked for a donation, and then we do different fundraisers throughout the year. Our big one has been the barbecue cook-off as of late, but I still have no news on that yet. And then we also look for grant opportunities to fund equipment and training and things like that. But we're looking to the future for with the growth happening around town, and looking to see what we need in the future, so that we're already planning for the future.
And the city or someone donates the land and the facility. Generally, is that how that works?
We look for the best options, and then either typically the fire department has built the fire stations in the past, and through using our ad valorem funds, or something along that lines, and then definitely have the support of the city with helping with other things when something like that's being done.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Chief. Anything else?
Just everybody's please be safe as it's getting hot. Remember, to keep hydrated and things like that.
Absolutely, because you'll be getting some calls.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fairhope Volunteer Fire Chief Chris Ellis, joining us on Community Contact the third Thursday of each month. And I appreciate you coming in, even though you were late due to a call this morning. Like I said at the beginning, of all people, you're the one with the excuse to be late. Thank you so
Lord.
Much. All right. Appreciate it. We will post this interview.